Hachette Audio presents The Matriarch, Barbara Bush and the Making of an American Dynasty, written by Susan Page, read by Kate Levy. To Carl, Ben, and Will. Introduction. The congregation that filled St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston for Barbara Bush's memorial service on April 21, 2018, was invitation only. Seated in the pews were family, friends, and dignitaries, four former presidents, and the current First Lady. Television networks broadcast the service live, cable news channels featured retrospectives, world leaders issued tributes. But most remarkable was what happened outside the spotlight. A day before the memorial service, thousands of mourners had stood in line to file past her silver casket and pay their respects. For a time, her widowed husband, former President George H.W. Bush, insisted on being there in his wheelchair to thank them. After the service, when the hearse pulled away for the 100-mile drive to her burial site at the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library in College Station, the roads along the route were lined with regular folks saying farewell. Some held aloft signs they had written. "Welcome home, Barbara," one read. "Pearls and grace, her legacy lives on," said another. Many of the women wore pearls, real and fake, as an affectionate salute. 2 months later, her oldest son, George W. Bush, marveled at the memory. "It was unbelievable. An unbelievable outpouring of affection," the nation's 43rd president told me in an interview in his Dallas office. His mother had been largely out of the public eye for a quarter century, he noted. What caused her, the wife of a one-term president, to be not only heralded as a great first lady, but loved? I don't think there have been many of them like that. What made Barbara Pierce Bush resonate so with Americans? She wasn't a charismatic speaker or a classic beauty. Indeed, her self-deprecating humor about her cloud of white hair and her endless efforts to lose a few pounds were part of her signature. She never held public office. But she was formidable, and she was fearless. In the spring of 2000, billionaire financier and philanthropist David Rubenstein accompanied a group that included the former First Lady and two of her granddaughters, Lauren and Ashley, on safari in Africa. At one point during their stay at the Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya, a hippopotamus emerged from a watering hole in a way that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?